The Guardian.
Hello, this is Michael White at the Labour Conference in Liverpool, where we've arrived on Sunday. Conference is just beginning to warm up in the conference centre down on the docks, just a few yards from the Modern Tate, through the very smart city centre that Liverpool now has. I've walked an hour or so ago. We're hanging around talking to the delegates to see what they expect of this week, taking potluck with people.
Well, I want to see some good policies put forward. Obviously, we're still all undergoing this policy review, but I think we need to set out some policies and have some unity in the party and move forward. And therefore, we can, on a grassroots level, we can then campaign, go on the doorstep and deliver some policies to people.
You look young as if you could be still a student, but I may be offending you in saying that. Are you?
No, I'm at the university, so...
So what did you think about this capping student tuition fees at 6,000, which turned up in The Observer and other papers today?
Well, it's certainly better than the 9,000 that it's going to be going from next year, so it's an improvement, but possibly the graduate tax could be a better option. We'll just have to wait and see.
Now, the system the coalition's got in place is close to being a graduate tax in some ways, isn't it? A capped graduate tax?
Well, it can be argued as that, but I think the other problem is, say, £9,000 certainly which pushes people away from attending university, which is always a problem. So,
well, I'm working on the Morning Star stall, so we're trying to give everybody a free copy, courtesy of Unite and the GMB, every day during conference, and hope that they will all then become regular readers.
What's your instinct about Ed Miliband as a leader? Were you pleased when he won or disappointed?
Well, I was pleased by comparison with others, and disappointed that he hasn't really stood up to the new Labour that's still around.
Marvellous.
Right. Coffee in hand, Rosie Winterton, Labour Chief Whip,
God.
Always smiling. Come back here, Rose. Right. The Guardian podcast, we're just asking delegates, among whom you are one, what the party's got to do this week to get back on the road and on the way back to power.
Important debates today on how we reach out into the community, building support there, but also there'll be debates on the huge issue of the economy. I think what we've been saying has been proved to be absolutely right. This government has no growth strategy and it's damaging all parts of the country, and we need to be clear about what is happening and the fact that there is an alternative to what the government is doing at the moment.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Andy, do a podcast for The Guardian.
Okay. Now, my name's Mike White.
Hello, Mike. We've met
from The Guardian. We have. Rosie Winton's a very bossy woman. She says, you're a candidate whom we ought to ask these questions. And you are Andy Sawford, Corby and East Northants CLP. What's the conference got to do this week to get the show back on the road?
Well, I'm one of the first candidates selected for Labour to fight the next election. And I've been out and about on the doorstep. The absolute key issue for everybody I'm talking to in Corby and East Northamptonshire is the economy. And so Labour needs to get out its message that the country is going in the wrong direction and that we need new policies to get our economy going again.
What are people most cross about the record of the Labour government with on the doorstep in Corby?
I think people are really wanting to see that the economy will go in the right direction looking forward. Obviously, there was a debate at the time of the election. Labour didn't manage to put its case across strongly enough at the time of the election. I think the public, though, will now be judging what the current government is doing and saying we need new and different policies because we're clearly not going in the right direction.
Well, that's a very good candidate's answer. Well done. But it wasn't quite what I asked. When people complain, bloody Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, all that stuff, what are they complaining about? What do they say?
I tell you, I was out there last week, all around the old village in the centre of Corby, in the Corby constituency, and people weren't talking about what happened in the past. They were talking about what they want to see in the future. So they were talking about the problem of school places in Corby and why free schools aren't the answer. They were talking about the lack of jobs and opportunity for young people, why we need more apprenticeships. There were people talking about their children now facing huge tuition fees. They were talking about issues looking forward where they see that their lives are going to be worse under this government and that their policies are in the wrong direction. And that's the answer. We did talk a little bit about the past. I acknowledge, of course, over 13 years people did get fed up of Labour. But frankly, people did want to talk about the future.
OK, practical point. What's the majority you're up against in your seat, and does the Boundary Commission reform make it harder or easier for you to live in hope?
The seat will be unchanged if the boundary proposals go through. It's one of the few unchanged seats in the country. The Conservative MP has a majority of about 1,800.
Who's that, by the way?
Louise Mensch.
Oh, we've all heard of her, the Murdoch basher.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and some local people have heard of her when they see her on the national television. But I think the key for me, as I'm doing, is going around in the local community, showing what a good, hard-working local candidate and local MP can do to make a real difference to people's lives, not trying to grandstand on the television.
He doesn't miss a trick, does he? Thank you very much. Going to say, you know, what has the Labour Party got to do in quick succession this week to get the show back on the road? Nita Clark, legendary Labour apparatchik.
It's got to articulate very clearly how it's going to get the country out of the economic difficulty that it's in. What are the steps that we're going to take to ensure prosperity, to ensure social justice? And I think, and I'm sure that Ed will do this, it will be to really make it clear what we stand for now.
Okay. She's standing with her daughter, whose name I've forgotten. Are you the one who stood for Parliament? Yes, it is. It's Emily Benn, one of the dynastic Benns. How old were you when you stood for...
I was 20 last year.
How was it?
Very...
on the South Coast.
It was, yeah. Somewhat say a difficult time for Labour on the South Coast in 2010, but I was standing for something...
Crafty Benn answer, yes.
So I was standing for things I believed in, so whatever difficulties, it was wonderful, yeah.
What did you lose by? What was the swing?
I was roughly 12,000 votes away from victory. So.
Okay, now let's look to the future. What's Ed Miliband got to do this week from the point of view of young people like yourself?
Well, young people have got a lot of concerns. The 20% of young people that are out of work at the moment, are they going to get a house? Are they going to get a job? 6 years' time, are they going to have a pension state or otherwise to rely on in their old age? He has to articulate that he understands their concerns in a real-life setting and has practical alternatives to the coalition government that will make people's lives better now, in 10 years' time and in the future.
This tuition fee stuff, capping it at 6,000, is that a step in the right direction? She shrugs at that point uncertainly.
Well... for many people, that is a welcome break for the massive amount increase that people are going to have to pay starting from next year. There are other concerns people have as well that also need to be addressed economically wise. I fear the catastrophe that may come around in the next couple of years has to be addressed by Labour now. We can't be reacting. We have to be proacting to the economic situation. Tuition fees is a part of it. There are too many people that are put off by the sight of high fees, but... that alone is not going to change why people are not going to university. There's a much broader, more difficult problem about people's poverty of aspiration. Just lowering the cap is not going to do that on its own, but it may help.
I can't remember. Are you still a student?
I actually just graduated 3 months ago.
Well, there you are. You see, next time she stands, she'll be a graduate. Meanwhile, her father, Stephen Benn, who's the Benn who avoids the limelight, has tiptoed away from this conversation. So I'm going to talk to Peter Kellner, the YouGov pollster, who is wise beyond his years. What do they need to do, Peter? What are the polls telling us that voters want Labour to do?
Michael, the polls are bad news. Voters don't like the party very much. They don't like its leader very much. You know, if you'd asked me 6 months ago, I'd have said, cancel this conference. Voters aren't listening to Labour. Labour should go away in private, think about what they want to say and do, and have a big relaunch in 2 years' time, have an 18-month run into the election. Almost anything they say now risks becoming a hostage to fortune. Given the conference is being held, given that Ed Miliband does have to make a speech, given he does have to appear at Prime Minister's questions, I think he should carry on what he's been doing. Opportunistic. He took, in the best sense, he took the hacking scandal when it erupted and said the right things, caught the national mood, led to the debate, and he got credit. He's now saying things about student fees, which I think, yeah, take a narrow policy, show how you're going to pay for it, but don't pretend you're going to rewrite Labour's election manifesto now. That's a great mistake. Look, you know, I don't know if you watch Downton Abbey, but supposing, you know... two or three years ago, you would not have, as it were, put Downton Abbey on when the script was half written, when the actors hadn't been recruited. You want to put it on air when it's ready. Labour should put itself on air when it's ready.
Now we've got Allegra Stratton, the Guardian's always dashing around political correspondent. What have they got to do here this week? She's trying to find the loo. Can you hold it for a moment and tell us what they ought to do for a moment?
Okay. There's a suggestion that they all need to parade out in front of us and say sorry for all the sins of the Labour government, of which, you know, depending on your view, there are many or not many at all. I think people feel that they need to, in all seriousness, say a little bit more about Labour's attitude to spending money. Not so much because what they did in government was a crime and wrong, but more because if you're going into decades where there isn't much money around, what are the policy levers of a future government that can't necessarily turn on the taps?
Okay, thank you. Off you go to the loo. It's that way. Ed Miliband has, in the traditions of conference, done some pre-conference announcements. We've talked about the £6,000 cap on student tuition fees, and then 24 hours ago there was stuff about capping train fares. Obviously voters are talking about that, those who can afford to use the train, and everybody has to use electricity. The misconduct or not of the big six energy suppliers, a cartel I think we used to call it when I was a boy. Shadow cabinet ministers have all given interviews to all assorted newspapers full of advice. Anyway, it's been a quiet afternoon so far. Bit of aggro over the conference arrangement committee, but frankly it wouldn't be the Labour Party conference. They didn't complain about being stitched up by the platform. They've done that as long as I can remember, which is a very long time. We get stuck into the proper conference tomorrow. The conference fringe got off to a slow start last night and today, Sunday lunchtime, but it goes completely ballistic for the next two or three days. Dozens, if not hundreds, of meetings every hour of the day and night. We'll try to be there. Hope you join us again. This is Michael White. The producer was Phil Maynard. We're in Liverpool.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.